This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Testing, not just testing our nerves, but testing when it comes to COVID. Forget the lines. Get the free tests that you can get from the government. Yes, finally, they are here in beta form, but who cares? That just means you just jump online, get them, and then roll forward with it. Because finally, like I say, it has happened. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. It is about Bionex Now. That's the name of the test. So the website is launched. How do you get them? You go to this website so you don't have to pay or go through the rigmarole of getting reimbursed by an insurance company. COVIDtest.gov. Taking orders Wednesday. Order free at home tests. You can order 4 free at-home tests. There may be some bugs in it, so you might get frustrated. They can't guarantee that it's smooth sailing, but it's worth a shot anyway. The Postal Service will send 1 set of 4 free at-home coronavirus tests to valid residential addresses. That's what you'll see on the site. It beats waiting in lines if you can wait for the test, because it may take 7 to 12 days. Now, be aware, if you live in the same apartment building but different units, duplicates could be rejected. People may have problems with that. But if you don't find yourself in that situation, you should be able to get those kits, 4 of them, and do it. If you are somebody who feels like you need to be tested, especially because of wherever you're going to be, remember the tests, we're paying for them. The tests are part of the Biden administration's purchase of 500 million tests last month to help tackle the surge of infections. So since there is no cost, unlike the insurance reimbursement program that started Saturday, where you have to submit receipts and go to get the tests and all that kind of stuff, you won't even have to do that. So jump on that and then don't worry about it. You find it, you get it, and that's it. And here's the thing. There are a lot in stock right now. Like Target has in-stock alerts. You can sign up for that. They'll let you know when they're there. Sometimes, of course, people are getting multiple tests, and it depends on how many people are in your family, but you get it. I don't have to explain it any more than that, other than it should have been up. We should have had this a long time ago, but at least it's here, so go for it. Omicron, as it turns out, is not necessarily that mild, right? 50,000 to 300,000 more U.S. deaths supposedly are being projected by March, so I hate hearing that. Any death is too many. The 7-day rolling average for daily new COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. has been ticking upwards since mid-November, reaching 1,700 on Monday, but well below that peak of January 2021 of 3,300. I mean, it's just math, right? That's it. If new infections have peaked in some parts of the U.S., they're averaging around 800,000 a day nationwide, more than 3 times as many in that wave a year ago. So it inevitably leads to hospitals that are stretched beyond the limits, and that leads to, in many cases, thousands of deaths. There are about 150,000 patients in hospitals with COVID right now. So if the higher end of the projections, that's if, it's a big if, people, becomes a reality, the total deaths from COVID-19 would be over 1 million by early spring. And it's so transmissible. I mean, that's the thing. Epidemiologists, this, you know, there's no politics in this, are just looking at this awful SOB of a variant, any of these variants of COVID in general. And because it's so transmissible, that's the thing. And hitting people who are vulnerable, and then ultimately what happens after that and the hospitalization and do they get out of the hospital and on and on and on. All right. Of course, when you have a thing like a pandemic, people are going to take advantage of it. And there's like a long list of people that are screwing with other people and getting caught, though. So that's the good news. There's a Florida man, Lewis Thornton III from St. Petersburg, sentenced to 3 years, 6 months in prison. Was it worth it, Lewis? Because he collected more than, you ready for this, $800,000 in COVID-19 relief funds. So the 63-year-old pled guilty in September to wire fraud and has to pay back the money he got. Good luck scraping that up while he's in prison. Also, in looking at things with COVID, there are phony tests that people have offered when there's a panic about tests, which is why I said jump on the tests. And there are people that are getting caught selling bogus tests where they find tech, you know, they text people and are spamming them, and then ultimately give up their credit cards or whatever, and that's how they're getting their money, which is always a good rule of thumb. Don't give out your credit card number. It makes complete sense to me. Don't do that ever. New York is the third state to report more COVID-19 cases already in 2022 than all of 2020. That's according to analysis of Johns Hopkins University. Their data is showing that. Same thing with Hawaii and Vermont. Much smaller states, makes sense to me. And then how about this? Celebrity Cruises and Royal Caribbean International, both are subsidiaries, by the way, of the Royal Caribbean Group, if you needed to know that, have canceled cruises because of the COVID-19 spread. I think I told this story. I have a friend that likes to go on cruises, and it always makes me curious about them. I've never gone because she sends me these incredible pictures of her and her family. And they just went on a cruise maybe 8 weeks ago, but they were in that window when everything was fine. But now it's changed because of the 67 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and the deaths that have been reported, 853,000. And it's really that spread. So on a boat, it's a petri dish. You can't control what others are doing. And certainly, I don't care how many times you social distance, wash your hands or whatever. We know that this would be a very, very easy place to be vulnerable. So there you go. It's not about war games anymore, I don't think. I think it's about when. So Russia is sending an unspecified number of troops, sound familiar, from the country's far east to Belarus and for major war games, they say. But it beefs up the military presence near the Ukraine, and there's a lot of fear of a planned invasion. The White House warning that Russia could attack its neighbor at any point. The UK delivered a batch of anti-tank weapons to the Ukraine to help them. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister, Alexander Fomin, said the joint drills with Belarus would involve practicing a joint response to external threats. Ukrainian official types are saying Russia could launch an attack from several directions. Come on. Right there from Belarus. So, again, what does the U.S. do? They say, you know, this is a dangerous situation. We're now at a stage where Russia could, at any point, launch an attack on the Ukraine. There was a bunch of talks, remember, between Russia, the U.S., and NATO, but they failed to end the tensions over the Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, what's going on, buddy? He's going to meet his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Geneva on Friday in just another attempt to defuse the crisis. Stay with us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
With them right now. They're at Steamboat Resort. I mean, it's probably rather cold, but still, just the excitement of being able to maybe take a baby hill run or something, because I don't want to get on those skis anymore. But anyway, I'm excited to have them both on because we're going to talk about tips to beef up your lean protein game in the new year, and that is so important. And let me give you a little background on both of them. Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about Erin. Erin Simmons grew up in West Vancouver, British Columbia. She started skiing at 2, so there's no baby hills for her. She probably didn't even have a baby hill when she started on the mountains of Whistler and Blackcomb. And anyway, she's a decorated snowboarder. You probably recognize the name. She competed 8 times at the Winter X Games, 3 silver medals there, and was a 2006 Olympian and was a top 10 ranked snowboarder for 6 years. So traveling, competing, all that stuff. Now she's got 2 kids, and she's with her husband doing all kinds of fun things, I'm sure, riding bikes, snowboarding, boating, camping, and all that kind of stuff. And Amy Goodson is a registered dietitian and consultant in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with an emphasis in overall health, wellness, and sports nutrition. How lucky for us that they are paired together to talk about this important subject. So hello to both of you.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Hi. Welcome. Thanks for having us.
So, Erin, let's start with you before we dive into, which I think is so important, about lean protein and upping your game. For you, as we get ready to watch the Olympics and we'll be eating that lean protein, is it exciting to see what the athletes are doing, knowing your background and what's happening with snowboarding?
Yes, it's amazing to follow some of the, especially local athletes. We have 2 actually going from Steamboat that are on the team already, so that's pretty exciting to see them. And you know, follow what they're doing and their results, and just, you know, being in a snowtown community of Steamboat Springs, and just we all back up our Olympians, and, you know, I know what they're feeling, and I know what they're going through to get there, and what they're training, and what they're eating, and what they need to be doing in order to prepare. So it's very exciting from my end.
Yeah, so obviously you know the importance of the well-rounded diet because of all that heavy training you did, and then when you're an elite athlete and then you get out of the game, so to speak, there is a transition, isn't there?
There's definitely a transition, you know. It's one thing when you're in that scene and you have all the laid out plans, but it's also hard when you are competing because you're at a hotel that may not have the kind of diet that you're used to. So you definitely have to, you know, work with where you are and the accommodations that you're at. But yes, now that I'm, you know, I guess retired and I have two boys of my own, you know, we'll cook up a big grilled steak and, you know, chop it up later that week and throw it in a quesadilla or, you know, have some ground beef in a pasta, like everything that the kids like. It's just easy to use and easy to do and fun for me to make.
So, Amy, on that note, let's go to you. Why is having lean protein in our diet plan so vital?
So protein plays a ton of roles in our bodies, but it's super important for building lean muscle mass. It provides us with those building blocks to build muscle, but also to help us recover after exercise. So when we look at proteins, animal proteins like lean beef are really one of the most complete nutrient-dense sources of protein that are available because they're providing you with all of the essential amino acids that your body needs to build muscle, but then also to maintain that lean muscle mass as we age. So we think of elite athletes, but the average everyday exerciser that's going to the gym, chasing their family around, might have kids that are athletes. We want them to incorporate that high-quality lean protein at a young age, but then also at an old age so that we're aging both in a strong and healthy way.
Yeah, and you heard Aaron say the way that you could throw it into whether it's pasta or whatever it is you're making, it's pretty easy when we're talking about beef. It's pretty easy to up your game as far as all the recipes and whatnot that are out there, isn't it?
Yes. As a sports dietitian, one of my favorite parts about beef is how versatile it is. You can easily put it in an egg scramble in the morning. You can put it in a pasta sauce, like she mentioned, a quesadilla, a taco salad, foods that people love. And one of my favorites, really, to add colorful fruits and veggies is to lay lean beef on top of a salad. So I know you aren't here with us, but we actually have a spicy steak grilled salad, and it's got this top sirloin, which is a lean and affordable cut of beef, and it's on top of a bed of greens. We've got mandarin oranges, tomatoes. So really looking at pairing high-quality protein like lean beef with colorful fruits and vegetables to make that well-balanced, rounded-out meal. And, you know, when you're at the grocery store, no matter what type of beef your family likes, there's so many different cuts, and that makes it so fun to be able to add it into the recipes that your family loves. So the one thing I'll tell you about beef is not only is it really nutrient-dense, giving you 10 essential nutrients, but it's delicious. People love the flavor, which makes it really easy to incorporate into meals for your family.
Excellent. So more reasons to go in that direction. The most important question, besides obviously my mouth is watering after what you just said, I'm going to have to duplicate that recipe, I think, for dinner tonight. Amy, there you are with Aaron. So I would think, are you going to try to get on a snowboard?
No, girl, I'm from Texas, so snowboarding is not really at the top of my list. I've walked in snow, so that's important. I might leave the snowboarding up to the professional, and I'll help her fuel that training.
Excellent. So where do we go for more information, Amy?
Yeah, you can visit beefiswhatsfordinner.com. You will find so many delicious recipes, nutrition information, as well as tips on cooking beef, so you can see how you can easily incorporate it into your family's recipes.
All right, excellent. Aaron and Amy, sounds like you're having a good time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, and sure enough, I had flank steak for dinner. The Hubs loved it. He couldn't get enough of the flank steak. So it's interesting, just a quick side note about Erin. If you remember her, if you watched any of the X Games, just an incredible athlete. And she now is at Steamboat, which is a phenomenal resort in Colorado. She's a snowboarding master guide. It'd be pretty fun to be a master guide, I think. And Amy, too, what's interesting about her is that she's worked with the Ben Hogan Sports Medicine, the Dallas Cowboys, the Texas Rangers, all their minor league affiliates, FC Dallas Soccer, the professional soccer team, and PGA Tour players and whatnot, and in trying to improve that whole health and wellness thing. And, of course, so much of that comes from, what is it, the fuel we put in. It's the food. By the way, those free COVID tests that I mentioned, so easy to do. I clicked on it, already getting a few of those free COVID tests. I'm paying for it, right? This is your government at work. They should have worked it faster, but it's up there now. So I'm going to say it again because I know a lot of you are waiting in those ridiculous lines. COVIDtests.gov. It took me 2 minutes to do it, so it's just that easy. I'm pumping it up for you because you shouldn't pay for it, because you're paying for it anyway. So don't pay for it twice. Just do it one time. We like to pay for things one time, right? Yeah. In the world of lawsuits, and I'll be the judge of that, how about this lawsuit. A fashion designer sued Lego over a leather jacket worn by Toy Anthony on the Queer Eye set, which is a popular show, right? So, see, you never know where that's going to pop up. So, this jacket just happened to have that. So, the fashion designer, James Concannon, whose clothes are worn by all kinds of different people, filed a lawsuit against the toy company in a Connecticut district court. In December, according to the complaint, he asserts that in 2018, he created a custom leather jacket with his signature propaganda-infused aesthetic, having already had several designs. And he's seeking damages. He's accused Lego of making a blatant copy of the jacket without his permission. He claims that while the show's production team had always cleared his designs for use, Netflix allegedly didn't contact him, to ask for permission to use the jacket on a 2019 episode of the show. He assumed it was an oversight and didn't pursue it until the release of the toy set that is being sold. So they're selling it. And once that popped up, that was it. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to sue. He probably has a good chance to win this, I would think, because the jacket is definitely a replica of his jacket, but Lego, for their part, is just not commenting, which makes complete sense. You know what? It is all about intellectual property, and if you have the right grounds, and especially in this where you've got the material, I don't know if he'll win this. I don't necessarily think it's a frivolous lawsuit because he knows they're going to make buku bucks off of something that he created. You never know. You can sue somebody for anything. It's just a question of, do you really have a strong lawsuit? I think he may have one. Meet you on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden stands by everything he said in his Georgia speech last week, where he declared that opponents of the Democrats' election law overhaul bill were on the side of segregationists. Psaki called the speech informative, not partisan. CDC data showed on Tuesday that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now responsible for 99.5% of U.S. cases. Comparatively, the Delta variant reportedly makes up 0.5%. Brown School of Public Health Dean Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to CNBC.
I'm hoping that this really is the transition variant that gets us into a different footing for future variants and lets us manage them much more effectively.
And the GOP Doctors Caucus is demanding Dr. Anthony Fauci apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron on a hot mic during a hearing last week. This is USA Radio News. An LA crime spree leaves the DA in hot water with the public.
Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already being approved by the Registrar Recorder. This can be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do probably a better job this time than they did the last time because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we go to Queensland, Australia for a conversation with Amy Croft, who's written a book, A Longing for Justice in a Patriarchal Society. And this keeps coming up in conversation, I think, in Australia, in the United States, and many, many other places. And we're seeing a shift that is happening in the world. So I think she is right on the pulse of where that shift is. Amy, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
So what led you to the frustrations, the things that happened to you? What happened to you that led you down this path of saying, I need to write this book, I need to get it out there?
I've thought that I've really dealt with my issues that I wrote about in the book, but I was hearing and reading a lot about really devastating stories regarding domestic and social violence perpetrated on women and children. And some of those were dying at the hands of their husbands and partners here in Australia. I'd worked in social services in a professional capacity over a number of decades, but I'd also had my own experiences, which I talk about in the book, of sexual and psychological assault, which had a huge impact on me. So the motivation to write was intended to reveal the devastating impact of the control and domination that the male status quo had on my life and was continuing to have on other women's lives right now, even in the 21st century.
Yeah, and it's interesting in the 21st century and talking about that. And, you know, we know there's some good guys out there, and the good guys are even frustrated. They have daughters, they have wives and mothers that they yeah. care about, and it's frustrating to
yeah.
them because it becomes this roundabout thing that is just accepted, and that's what you're saying.
Yes, it's this toxic masculinity which is pervading all the good things about all the good men in the world who are not in that category, but they're being treated very unfairly, you know, because it's not all men, you know, it's just not all men. Many men are wonderfully supportive of women's need to have equality, etc.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. When you wrote this book, what was maybe surprising to you that you put on the pages that you thought, wow, this is something I think a lot of women and even men could relate to?
Well, yeah, oh, gee. Look, I had a vision for the future which called for a more nurturing matriarchal influence where girls and boys and women and men can be fully encouraged to be strong, discerning, decisive, in their own right, on their own terms, so that they were less likely to be taken in by this blatant male-driven duplicity that we were dealing with. You know, I would like to see a world that had a more honest, compassionate stance to offset the deeply entrenched deceptions of this status quo. So that was really where I was coming from and where I wanted to go with it all.
Yeah. When people read A Longing for Justice in a Patriarchal Society, and you can get this on Amazon, by the way, or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books were sold. Amy, what do you hope people take away from reading it?
Well, I want them to look at things like the art of discernment. I think discernment is a huge skill, and it's an ability to perceive with the senses, to be able to remove yourself from impending danger, to use intuition, to be aware, to have insight. All these things, like being able to distinguish what might be a better course of action than the one facing us, and not always falling in with what other people are just encouraging us to do because it suits them better. I want people to understand that those who try to coerce you to do things you don't really want to do, we need to be able to say no. We need to find the means to employ that word in a way that says what that word means. You know, I think these skills are vital for the empowerment of men, women, and children because they're a way out of impending trouble.
Oh, I like how you said that it is a way out of impending trouble. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your next book. Give us a little sneak of that. It's called Enough is Enough.
Okay, Enough is Enough. Okay, I'll tell you. Okay, I just wrote this book as a follow-on from the memoir because I had so much more to say. And I really felt that there's a high percentage of males who perceive themselves to have the right to be the decision takers and the lawmakers by virtue of their physical strength, their perceived superior mentality, and the right of entitlement, which culminates in their belief that it's a God-given sign that men rule the world. But I believe that such elements of patriarchal influence are bringing humanity down because they deny the natural order of human beings to function successfully by refusing to allow due fealty to the female gender to equally flourish and evolve. And without this, I think that humanity is denied a much-needed moral balance. So I'm looking for an alliance of purpose to address that. So I want good men, you know, to stand up and say, Hey guys, this is no way to treat women and children and vulnerable people in the 21st century, you know, because I haven't seen a lot of men standing up and actually coming out and saying that stuff. I think it's time for them to do that now, to bring this whole thing into balance.
Yeah, boy, well said. And again, the book now that we talked and introduced is A Longing for Justice in a Patriarchal Society, Amy Croft.
Thanks so much. You really have shared a lot with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd just like to get the message out.
Looking at a few odds and ends, how about this one? A jury in Marion County, Tennessee ordered Cracker Barrel to pay $9.4 million to a man, William Cronin, who apparently was in a Cracker Barrel about 8 years ago. And when he was in the Cracker Barrel, he ordered some food and he was served this chemical Echo San, which is something that you use as a cleaner in the kitchen area. The Echo San, which is described as a corrosive chemical in the lawsuit that was filed, caused permanent and serious internal physical injury to him. He still is suffering symptoms, including injuries to his mouth and esophagus. Yikes. And as his attorney said, Cracker Barrel's negligence didn't just cause his client physical harm. It took away part of his identity. It was such a quick verdict. The actual verdict was for compensatory damages of $4.3 million. In just 30 minutes, they came back. One of the fastest verdicts they've seen in that county, and awarded punitive damages of $5 million after only 10 minutes of additional deliberations. But can you imagine living with that, simply stepping into the store, ordering food, and then being served that dangerous chemical? Wow. All right, speaking of wows, you might have seen it, you might not have, so I'm going to give you a description of it. An asteroid that is estimated to be, how big? Estimated to be 3,451 feet wide, flying by the Earth on Tuesday, passing within 1.2 million miles of the planet, moving, ready for this, 47,000 plus miles an hour. This is from NASA. I talked about this the other day. It's specifically from NASA's Center for Near Earth Object Studies. They track potentially hazardous comets. So it is a true thing. It's not just in the movies, and asteroids that could collide with our planet. The asteroid is known as 7482, and it was discovered in 1994, according to NASA. So it's the closest the asteroid will come for nearly two centuries, according to the NASA projections. It's expected to be at its nearest, or it was, for many of you who caught it on Tuesday, at 4:51 Eastern. Dang, I missed it. The Hubs had a honey-do list for me, and it was so long, I forgot all about the asteroid. Can anyone relate to that? So it won't be the largest asteroid ever to sweep past Earth. That belongs to asteroid 3122 Florence, which flew by and missed colliding with Earth back in 2017. That asteroid was about 2.5 miles and 5.5 miles wide. I don't know. I think this whole thing is fascinating. And it's the one time where we're saying, definitely look up. Definitely look up. And so maybe some of you did. And if you did, I want to hear about it. Send me your thoughts. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. How about that? All right. And then finally, let's just wrap it with this as far as odds and ends. The federal government has quietly, but I'm telling all of you, launched its website to sign up for free COVID-19 tests, which would allow people to order a maximum of 4 tests shipped directly to their house. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed Tuesday that the government website to order free COVID-19 tests is up and running, and it's just part of a beta phase ahead of the government website's formal rollout, which will happen on Wednesday morning. So do you want to know the site? It's covidtest.gov. Covidtest.gov. By the way, this whole beta phase thing, that's just standard. That's part of the process because it's kind of being tested in the early stages as it's being rolled out. So if you jump on it, you can get some of those COVID tests for free. Maybe you avoid some of those long lines or not being able to find them in the pharmacy. All right, hang through, everybody, because coming up next, Merlin Oliver. What an interesting conversation.
Hey,
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We go to the UK for a conversation with Merlin Oliver. He has had such an interesting background. Imagine that you're taking missionary trips to places like Isle of Wight, like Northern Ireland, like Israel, and several other places too as well. And he's the founder and director of Inner Circle Worship Ministries. He was actually in New York, Niagara Falls. I'm familiar with Niagara Falls. You can do a lot of thinking by those falls. He wrote a book called I Want You to Know My Glory. Merlin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. It's great being on the show with you.
So isn't it true that you can get some good thinking done there in the area where you were in New York and by Niagara Falls and then the other side of the falls?
That's right. It's a beautiful location, Niagara Falls. And just watching the water cascade over the falls, it can soothe your whole personality. And actually went down into the falls and had all the water cascade on the falls onto your head downwards in a full shower. It's amazing. It's amazing therapy. When you finish, it's like 3 days of massage being done in a moment.
Oh, souls, I need to go back and have that happen to me.
Absolutely.
I like that, Merlin. So tell me about the book, I Want You to Know My Glory. What made you decide that you were going to put this together?
Initially, the whole plan was to keep all the testimonies and encounters to myself because I thought it was a personal thing. And when the Spirit of the Lord spoke into my heart, you haven't given any testimonies. I've never given a testimony before. But I knew in my heart it was a book was coming. And the next instruction was to go down to one of the local schools, which was Abbott, was the closest school to me. And they said, go and find the teacher whose little daughter, she was dumb, she got healed. So that's how the book came about.
Very interesting. And we're going to talk about what's in the book. But I mentioned in the beginning about the ministries. And I want you to tell the story about going into Northern Ireland. What was that like?
Oh, my goodness. That was scary. It started like this. I was working for the army at the time, back in 97. And just before I was the last one in the barracks clearing up everything, make sure everything is in order. And suddenly, just before time to leave, the phone rang. And it was one of them, the prayer coordinator for Greater London called me. And she said, Merlin, I need you to go with me to Northern Ireland tomorrow. I thought, she's crazy. I thought she was crazy. She said, I need you to go with me tomorrow. I thought, tomorrow? Because that tomorrow was my birthday. So I had other plans for my birthday. And so I said, why did you call me? She said, the Lord said. And that kind of closed my mouth. And I says, okay. She said, meet me tomorrow at Heathrow Airport. We'll be flying out on that same day. I met her at Heathrow Airport Saturday morning. And we flew out on a little plane into Northern Ireland. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Going to a strange country. And the impression came into my heart, I'm expanding your territory. So after some time, we landed. And I'm scared because I don't know what to expect. And the reason why we went is that back in 1972, there was a problem with the army kind of do some terrible things against some teenagers. So she said, we need to go and put it right by asking forgiveness and so forth. So yeah, we got there and come the Sunday morning, 5,000 orange marches and just one black face. I was terrified. I said, Lord, I need help. And just after the mayor gave a message by the senator of lots of flowers there, and one of the ladies whose son was got murdered, she was there also. So as soon as the mayor finished, we got down by the senator, knelt down, said a prayer, and a new God answered the prayer, Kate. When we got up, the lady was right in front of me. I looked into her gray, beautiful gray eyes, gray pupils, and I looked straight in her face and says, have you forgiven the British Army for what happened to your son? And she said, yes. And my heart melted, Kate.
Oh.
Melted when she said it. And I knew she meant it. Oh, glory to God. After we flew out, things was great for me. Little while after, I ended up in America. I was in America. And we were at a meeting with all the pastors. They invited me to the meeting. And they asked me, one of them asked me a question. He says, Merlin, do you think the American government should forgive the blacks for what happened in America? And I thought, Lord, how do I answer that question? So I related the story in what happened in Northern Ireland. And that kind of settled the matter.
Wow.
And
so
two years later, and there was a treaty between Britain and Northern Ireland.
Yes. Yes, and we're aware of it. I've talked about that on the show, as the listeners know who are listening to us right now. I took the show to Northern Ireland, and we talked about that. So how interesting that you're the other piece of that you saw the very beginnings of that before that treaty, and then what it's like there now. And it leads us back to your book. I want you to know my glory, because that is something that you knew in your heart. You had that experience, and you share other experiences in the book, and you tell other stories. You tell a story about lavender and jasmine. Give us just like a little glimpse of that, of what that story is about and what we should take away from that.
Yeah, that's amazing. The story, which I was going to do a heavy lot of scriptures on that particular chapter, and the impression came in my heart, no, make it simple, make it light, and don't use your friends' names from Baton Rouge, but use two flowers instead. Use jasmine and lavender. I thought, okay, strange. All right, I'll do it. And also to use a French person in the narrative. So so Philippe Prentice is a French person relating to that narrative. But the story is about Jasmine, mainly around Jasmine and Lavender. Lavender was already a Christian who was working at this company, and she never told anyone that she was a Christian, secret Christian, by the way, like a Nicodemus. And then Jasmine came to work at the factory later on, and her and Lavender gravitate towards one another, and they become good friends, but she never said that she was a Christian, but they get on well. And one day the Lord gave Jasmine a dream about joy. She wanted joy, this dream about joy and the fruit of the Spirit. And so she started talking about it, and eventually she said, you know, I really want this joy. It seemed like it's something special than what normally joy. We go to hotels and holidays, and we have joy and boyfriends and joy, but eventually that fades away. But this one seems different, and I want to pursue that one. Eventually, she had a dream, and she woke up late. She got to work, and Lavender clocked her. Hey, all these 5 years you've been here, you've never been late. What's going on? She said, oh, I have this strange impulse, joy, and some fruit of the Spirit. And Lavender got a shock. She knew that the Lord spoke to her. And while they were talking, they said, what? What's going on? And Lavender said to Jasmine, I'll tell you later. So Jasmine got booked, and she wanted to know what this joy is and this fruit of the Spirit. So she thought, as soon as 12 o'clock comes, I'm going to find Lavender to find out what's really taking place. So when 12 o'clock comes, she rushed over to Lavender's desk where she was working. She wasn't there. Lavender's gone homesick. So Jasmine said, why is this happening to me? And a long story short, eventually, about a week later, they met inside a doctor's office. Inside, as Jasmine went in, there was Lavender sitting down. He said, how could you imagine we meet here? Long story short, eventually, Lavender told her why she went home, why she had a bandage on her face, and other things. You need to read the story to get the end result of it, but it's very interesting for this relevant time which we're in right now, Kate.
Right, absolutely. And so I love that. So I want you to know My Glory. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And what do you hope people take away from reading your book? Somebody says, yeah, I'm going to get Merlin's book. What do you hope they walk away with once they put it down?
Happiness, joy, that amid all what's taking place in the pandemic, just claiming lives and so forth randomly, this is an insurance policy that, hey, even if I die, I'll be safe.
I like that. Even if I die, I'll be safe, because I have belief and I know why.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful speaking to you, Merlin Oliver. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's a joy, Kate. Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.